Hey everybody, good day to you. It is your Daily Thought here with Coach John on a Wednesday. It is March 27th, 2024. This is coming from the Daily Coach, the DAILY Coach. Found him over on Twitter X, been following for a while. Get the newsletter. In fact, there's something I need to probably check my email on. I saw it real quickly a few days ago from him, and then I need to probably read through a little bit more in detail because there's something that caught my eye and I should have flagged it. I should have saved it. I should have done something with it right then and there, but I gotta get back to that one. So anyways, on this one, this is from, this came out a couple days ago, March 24th, I think it looks like. We talked about this week, I will. He's got five things here. There's a list of five things about this week, I will. And I like this. Great picture of a sunset too. It's Sunday thinking type of thing. But number one, take more chances. This week I will take more chances. Probably just getting out of my comfort zone is something I know I need to do. When I read take more chances, not going skydiving, not going, walking across an expressway, crazy things, taking chances, right? No. That's not what we're talking about. At least that's not what I'm talking about. Take more chances for me is probably getting out of my comfort zone more, taking more chances on reading more, taking more chances on, walking, exercise more, taking more chances on spending time with our dog, taking more chances on, let's go, my wife and I can go do something exciting now. I'm kind of getting out more, getting a little more mobility. We've gone out a couple times for dinner and finding a spot to stand up at the, at a like a bar type table, out of everybody's way, because I can't sit for too long. But taking more chances, let's go out midweek type of thing. Like instead of waiting for the weekend, let's go do something. I'm not gonna say crazy, but out of the ordinary, right? Take more chances. Number two, focus on what I can learn. There's a good one. Focus on what I can learn. Spend more time learning something. Thinking about something, doing something to create things that I want to create. Focus on what I can learn something new. Focus on getting connected with new people. Focus on what I can learn, grow, get better, right? That's a great thing for the week. That's a great thing for every day, right? Number three, nurture my peace and well-being. Coach Rich Pop, buddy, I got to get back with you, man. We've talked a few times over the course of, my healing. He's reached out a couple times. I reached out a couple times to him, but he always ends, and I've mentioned it before, he always ends his messages or a handwritten note or an email or a post on social media with the words peace at whatever he's done saying, right? Finding peace is one of the things that I know I need to do more of. I'm looking over here. Trent Shelton is a book that I just picked up, Protect Your Peace. Got to get into that one. I heard him. He was a guest on, I believe, Ben Newman's podcast a while back. I was outside doing some yard work, so it was definitely a while back. And he had an interview with him, and it was something I put in my notes about getting this book and got a gift card, for a birthday or Christmas or whatever, and went out and ordered that. So that is on there. Nurture my peace and well-being. I got to invest in that. My peace, my well-being, my just my balance, right? And not letting the world or events or people take it away from me, right? Number four, remember the obstacles in the way. The obstacle. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me read that again. Rewind. Remember, the obstacle is the way, right? As I focus my glasses in a little bit on that one, number four, remember the obstacle is the way. Going through obstacles, learning. Going through obstacles, growing, growing through obstacles, overcoming, not quitting, right? That's how we get better. That's how we grow in wisdom. And there's been plenty of obstacles in my way. And instead of letting the obstacles knock me down or keep me out of the game, so to speak, which I've done plenty of, it's the way I got to go through that. And I just saw a clip. Oh boy, it was an interview from one of the basketball games from March Madness, and they talked about obstacles. I think it was a coach. The obstacles, you got to go through those. You've got to. That's where you learn. And so many times I avoid them, even in my in middle age, right? Mid 50s, late 50s now. It's something I got to go through. It's the way to get what you want, is to go through the obstacles, the tough times, the brick walls that are going to pop up, because you know going through those, you're going to learn and get better and grow. And that's the way I want to be. I've been avoiding it too long. I know I need to do better at that. So, yeah, remember, the obstacle is the way. It's the direction you need to go, right? And the final one, number five, practice kindness toward myself and others. Practice kindness towards myself and others. Definitely working on that. I'm trying to be more kind to myself. Always try to be kind. You know what? Truthfully, now that I'm thinking about it and reflecting, I've definitely probably been more kind to others more than I've been kind to myself, right? And I need to keep up being kind to others, but I need to definitely raise that bar, raise that level of kindness to myself, and even my wife too, right? Sometimes we let our guard, I let my guard down, like I speak for everybody. I let my guard down, and where I may not be as kind as I ought to be to the one that I love and who's on this journey with me and helps me so much and puts up with me so much. Yeah, I need to do that more, that's for sure. So again, from the Daily Coach, this week I will take more chances, focus on what I can learn, nurture my peace and well-being, remember the obstacle is the way, and the last one, number five, practice kindness towards myself and others. Kind of a good plan. Every day, one or more of them, right? Every week. It's kind of a good thing. So I will get this out over onto my Facebook page, Coach John Daly. It's already up on Twitter X, and I need to deal with it on Instagram as well. Okay. So before I process this and hand it over to my producer to get this podcast out, I will get that image out on those three mediums. Okay. All righty, guys. Hey, keep smiling, keep trying, keep hanging in there, keep doing what you got to do, keep picking yourself up, keep reminding yourself, give yourself some peace, protect that peace of yours. Right? I love that. Don't let people steal it, the world steal it. Don't let yourself steal it. Don't let yourself knock yourself down for that, right? Practice kindness toward yourself. I know I need to do that more. All right? Keep smiling. Take care of yourselves and each other. We'll talk again soon. See you.